the National Archives podcast series, cataloguing projects during 2016, using optical character recognition, OCR, to aid cataloguing, presented by Mark Bell.
Good afternoon, everyone. So I'm a researcher here, and I've normally work on the Trace Through Time project, but I also got into optical character recognition, or OCR, otherwise known. So what is optical character recognition? Well, it's basically a computerized way of getting text out of images, and then you can use it in something usable. You could either edit it or also enable search as well. So for the uninitiated, I thought I'd do a quick demo of what optical character recognition looks like. So I took a photograph of the top of one of our recycling bins. There's some nice, quite clear text on there. Popped it into some OCR software. And that is its first attempt at getting the text out. You can see there's a little bit wrong, but if you look at the image closely, there's some smudging on the top of the bins. So we could improve the output here by cleaning our bins better. I could have maybe knocked out a couple of the overhead lights, but it's not too bad. You can then do something called pre-processing, which was also built into the software, and you can see it sort of tries to flatten out a bit of the light there. You can draw some borders around your text, because if you look at the previous slide, it kind of missed off half of plastic. And then we get a next attempt, and it's a little bit better. There's still that smudge between drinks and cans, which is causing me some trouble. But it's usable. And then that enables me now, instead of having a photograph, I've now got some usable text, and I could, without doing much typing, make myself a little poster to put above our bins, and without doing very much effort. So, although for a bin, it probably wouldn't have taken me too long to type it up. For all the millions of documents we've got here in the archives, then this is quite a time saver. So I started off, as I mentioned, I was on the Trace Through Time project, and actually my start into this was, can we use OCR to get more attributes out of our documents to enable us to link better? So there's lots of information there. My immediate answer was, not easily. So I need to learn a lot more about OCR to be able to do it effectively, because our documents aren't the easiest to get text out of. And also looking at how it's currently used in TNA. At the moment, we tend to use it for really big projects where we've got millions of records that we can't type up, and we pass it off to other companies to do the work for us. But as I was doing this research and talking to various people, I got quite a lot of interest from the rest of the organization, from people in ARC, saying, well, we've got all these lists of all these indexes, and they're all in big paper folders. Can you help us get this into Discovery? So I thought I'd try. I ended up with a couple of case studies, partly for me to learn more about it and also see what the limits were in terms of what can we do and what is difficult as well. So the first one to start off with was Country Commission indexes, only 23 pages, so it probably takes someone maybe a week to type all these up and do all the quality assurance and check them out. This is an excerpt from one of them. See, it's nice modern typeface, it's fairly clear. You've got these little pencil marks over the sides, but generally all the pages look like this. I put it through the same OCR software, Abbey Fine Reader, which is like the biggest commercial desktop software, and which is the same one I used for the dustbin. And there we go. It comes out with the text. It's read it pretty well. I don't see any major errors within it. You'll see at the far right-hand corner is a sort of pound sign and a little bit of mess there. And that's just from one of those pencil markings just encroaching on the letters. So it doesn't take much to throw it out, which is why it really helps to have really clean documents without too many problems on them. But what this meant was I could take these 23 pages and in 5 minutes give someone a workable set of documents that they could edit, get as accurate as possible, and then they can be loaded into the catalogue. So it's quite a time saver. If you were going to manually type these up, you'd still want someone to do all the quality checking anyway, so you're not saving that step. However, sometimes even the best OCR software does struggle. I can't remember which page was that. There's two pages out of the 23 which looked like this. That area down there, I no idea what that says, so hats off to whoever did the catalogue on that. Just to show how badly it comes out, that was what the OCR software actually came out with. So in these cases, you get to the point where it's really just better to do it yourself. So it's a time saver to an extent. But here we go. There's one of the records in Discovery. So it was for fairly minimal effort, it was very useful. So the next project I tried to work on was these Treasury Board Papers, T1 series. They stretch over several centuries, but four centuries, and they contain correspondence with the Treasury Board and letters into the Treasury. But someone found this supplementary finding aid for 1909, which was of use, and they were going to type it all up, but I thought, well, it's already been typed up. Someone's typed this already. Why do I have to do this again? So they came to me and asked, well, could I have a look at doing this? And I was particularly interested in this one because, so the previous one, I just got some desktop software, chucked it in. But when you've got 150-odd pages, that gets a bit boring. And as a researcher, I didn't want to just sit plugging something into some software. I wanted to see if we could do this with some free software and also do some more interesting things and try and see if I could challenge the output of the desktop, the commercial software. So yes, so there's 156 pages. Again, a fairly modern typeface, so OCR should be able to handle it. But the pages are quite well worn and faded, so it's also a challenge in getting good quality character recognition. You saw what just a little pencil mark did to one of the letters, so when you've got faded letters, it's a bit of a problem. And there's also separate items of data on those pages, which I'll point to. So I wanted to use something called Tesseract, which is free, but you do have to kind of roll your sleeves up a bit and do some image manipulation and all sorts of things to get good results out of it. So here's a little piece of it for it, about allowance for playing harmonians during divine service. And so we can see here there's several items here. We've got a header, so we've got some subject header there. We've got a catalogue, some reference there, catalogue reference. We've got this code, this C at the side, which is something to do with these records should have actually been disposed of. And, of course, there's the description itself. So they're all separate entities, which all want to be... We don't want to just dump this text into Discovery. We want to actually grab those bits of data and do something with them and separate them out into the catalogue. So the process. So I set up a process for how to do this. So the first bit was to split the... each page into two sections with this letter code, and you'll see why I did that on the right hand side, and the main text on the left, and then split it into rows as well. So each of these are now separate catalog entries. So this was with some kind of image processing just to segment them up, and then I could take each of those bits and throw it into the software programmatically. The reason I separated out the right hand side one was the software was hopeless at spotting those letters. I don't know why, it was as if they were invisible. So I had to do something separate for those. So these go off to the Tesseract OCR. It doesn't do any clever manipulation of images or cleaning them up or anything like that itself, so you have to do that beforehand. And I experimented quite a lot with how best to get good results out, and I found if you made the image twice the size, you got better results. Don't know why. There's things called binarization, where you turn it to a pure black and white image rather than this is different shades of grey, at least 50. And so, but I found, well, is there a one optimum sizing and scaling that I can do that will get the results? And the answer was no. Every document seemed to have a different optimum level. So I thought, well, I'm just going to try several of them and then pull the results together at the end. So I ended up with about five different copies of my document, and then I was pushing through the OCR engine. With the characters on the right, I just basically cut them out, so with some bit of programming, and I compared them to some kind of reference letters, so I only had one copy of each, to basically get something to just classify the letters for me. And then I produced, I'll show a better version of this, but I produced a kind of side-by-side comparison for the people in ARC to check the results. So the final stage was to take the best output from all five of these sets of documents. So if we take this example here, we've got the word lass there. I had five versions of the document of different sizes and black and white scaling, and four of them came out with lass, and the fifth one came out with less. So I just take the majority. But if it was a dictionary word, I would also return both options, so the person checking the output at the end could pick the one that they were happiest with. Now, dictionary words, OCR is not too bad at, because it usually has a built-in dictionary and it does quite well. Catalog references are a whole different matter. So this is what it came out with for the catalog reference there. So I developed using a statistical technique to try and correct the catalog references to get something which actually should be correct, or as close as you can get. And then the final stage was tagging. So this is so that we can get this stuff into Discovery, labeling these things as catalog references. So when it's automatically loaded into Discovery, they will each be marked up separately on the details page. So after I'd done all that, it got passed to someone in ARC who did all the quality assurance. And as you can see, it's quite messy. You've got all these tags and everything like that. But and then they're comparing something on the right. I'll point you to the data type one, which has got C in. If you imagine that that's the thing on the right-hand side, it's a bit difficult to compare one from the other. So I think it was a bit of a test of the eyes doing 156 pages of these. They would then go and fix any little problems like that GGGTD, which should say continued. Things like payment of bonus there should be attached to the line above. So there's quite a bit of manual work still, but they said this saved them many, many, many weeks of having to type this up. So it was worth doing. And there's the final product, which would then be sent off to Discovery. This is what I did with those letters at the end. So they get pages of these. I offered to change the colours many times, but they were happy with them. And it means you can just scroll your finger down and quickly spot any errors. And there was four of them. So it speeded up that bit. And then they were able to update a little spreadsheet and it would go into Discovery quite quickly. And then there's an example, our Harmonium example, loaded into Discovery now. And they were quite happy with how the process worked, although there's lots of things we'd learn from it. So what comes next? We could undertake lots of similar projects. As you probably know, there are lots and lots of files of indexes. But the first thing I'd like to do is improve the quality assurance and correction process, because that page of tagged data is really difficult to work with and quite confusing. So my idea is actually to have something where you can put the text in line with the document like that, and you can have different colour coding, would label things as headings and text and catalogue reference numbers. And then maybe they could select the options from a drop down. It would just speed up and make it a little bit of a less painful process. And then as you're doing this in a browser and thing, we can actually capture all the mistakes that the software is making, and hopefully then learn from all the corrections being made, like those ones. And then the final thing, the future is handwriting recognition, which is our dream. And this is just a tool called Transcribus, which is in development. Not from me, but outside world, which we're keeping an eye on, because that would be wonderful if that works. And that's basically it.
This talk was recorded on the 25th of November 2016 at the National Archives, Kew.
This podcast is copyright to the National Archives, all rights reserved. It is available for reuse under the terms of the Open Government License.